This episode of Sweaty Startup is brought to you by Launch Kits. Visit launchkits.com/sweaty for a $700 website turned around in 7 days. They built boltstorage.com. They built sweatystartup.com. They built 100 websites for people who listen to this show. They're a long, loyal sponsor. It's Justin at Sparrow Websites. Nick works with him as well. These are phenomenal people. Get you a great website for local search, great website for small business. They do Jobber integration, G Suite integration. Love them. Visit launchkits.com/sweaty, $700 website in 7 days. Okay, now I'm just going to give you guys an update on my life because my life is changing insanely quick. I appreciate you all following the journey. And if you've been listening to this show since 2018, you know a little bit about me. You know that I founded a service business called Storage Squad back in 2011 with a partner. We grew that business slowly but surely over the years. 2014 is when we finally started making decent money. 2016 is when we did the big self-storage development in Ithaca, New York. We built a 39,000 square foot climate-controlled storage facility, $2.4 million, raised $500,000 from outside investors, raised, put in about 500 grand of our own cash, counting the reserves and what we actually invested. And, kept running the service business as well on the side, grew that, you know, the rental amount of that self-storage facility up. As soon as we got it operational, it went really well. By 2018, we were out of the drive-up units. We bought out a small facility across the street for $415,000. So we were all in for about $2.8 million. And that was our foray into the self-storage business. Now, the next 2 years we spent trying to build more storage facilities, and it did not go well. We could not get approval. Development is really tough. We had to get zoning approval. Had a problem with some land. There were some environmental issues with a piece of property we were trying to build on. By 2019, we said, okay, you know what? Let's buy storage. In 2018, we had two properties. That's when I started this podcast. Our service business was generating, you know, $400,000 a year or so. Fast forward to this year, we have 20 self-storage facilities under management. I'm going to pull up my portfolio docs while I'm recording this so you can see, so I can give you some accurate data. We sold our service business in January for $1.65 million. I'm going to share more about the details of that transaction, how it went really soon. We're almost through to where all the escrow money and the deal is officially completed and it can all be made public. Share some more deals on that, who bought us, how we negotiated it, how it went. The year 2020 for that business was crazy. When the schools shut down, I recorded those podcast episodes that many of you listened to where we were unsure if we were going to lose our business, whether we were going to keep it, what was going on. It was crazy. And last year we started buying buildings. The Twitter world introduced me to a lot of high net worth individuals who basically were eager to invest in self-storage. So we raised to this date in, it's May 28th, 2021, as I talk about this, we've raised $7 million from outside partners. About $6 million of it has come from Twitter. We have purchased 18 more self-storage facilities. We have 4,154 units. We have 20 properties and we have 536,000 square feet. We've spent almost $40 million to buy all this storage. And life is coming at me fast. We have 13 employees at our real estate private equity company. When we sold Storage Squad, we rebranded as Bolt Storage. This was in January of this year. We had three employees. We had three employees in addition to me and Dan. So five of us total at the self-storage business in January. Today we have 13, about to hire three more folks in the next 2 weeks for acquisitions and operations. I'm also working on hiring somebody personally for the Sweaty Startup brand to organize it. Things are taking off. And guys, the real estate private equity, I talk a little bit about it on the show. I'm about to spin off another podcast called The Nick Huber Show that's going to focus on real estate. This podcast will remain focused on small business, wealth, and entrepreneurship. I'm getting more passionate about real estate, as you know, and we have a clear path to do something really special. The self-storage facilities that we bought in 2020, Gloversville, Newfield, Shippenville. We closed three properties in 2020. They are blowing away our projections. the Shippenville property, we were projecting $13,000 a month. We did $23,000 in revenue in April. Absolutely insane. We're crushing the projections. Our LPs are really happy. And from an operational standpoint, we have a clear path to buy as much storage as we possibly can, scale up the business, and go, because our value add is clear. The hard part, the bottleneck right now, is acquisitions. Buying self-storage has never been harder. Everybody wants to buy storage. It's a hot asset class. So the folks we're trying to buy storage from, they get a bunch of mailers. They get brokers reaching out to them every day. They have a lot of people who want to buy their assets. So from my end, as a developer, as an operator, as an owner, the financing is there. We have the partners who want to put in cash for it to help us buy storage. We also filled our own bankroll substantially when we sold our business. So we have some of our own cash as well to do these deals. We have 13 employees. Four of them have been hired now from the Philippines. One acquisitions, an underwriter, and three customer service reps. It's the Get Shepherd site. I told you guys that I hired a couple Filipinos. I mean, I'm gonna give a little shout out here because this company is phenomenal. It's supportshepherd.com, SupportSHEPHERD. Now, you reach out to them and they basically headhunt. They interview a ton of people and they find you talent in the Philippines. They speak great English. They're insanely competent and they work really, really hard. We've hired for $950 a month, guys, is what we pay these folks. And they are better than our American customer service reps. Well, not better than our current American customer service reps, but some that we've had in the past and the hiring pool that we had access to now. The labor market is insane. It's just phenomenal. So get supportshepherd.com. You can fill out a little form on there and they'll help you find phenomenal talent. So we've done that. We've hired four of them. We've hired three people in our acquisitions team recently. I was able to headhunt a badass to come work for me to help me acquire more self-storage. Have two people on that team already. We hired a CFO this 2 months ago named Kevin, who is absolutely crushing it. He is doing investor calls. He is talking to our bankers. He's underwriting all of our deals. He's picking this stuff up phenomenally fast. So my world is changing quick. Life comes at you quick, and there's a clear path for me to build a real estate private equity company from the operations to the financing to the acquisitions, all in-house, that can buy $100 million of self-storage every single year. We have a clear path to phenomenal wealth for my partner and I just cannot believe it that it's happening. It's all coming together. It's a clear vision. It's all about blocking and tackling. It's about putting the people in place. And when you talk about hiring and recruiting, I did a little post on Twitter 2 days ago. Actually, no, it was about a week ago by now. I said, hey, if you want to work for me to help me acquire self-storage, record a 1 minute video about yourself and why you want to work for me. I got like 75 applicants, all phenomenally competent. We're going to hire two of them. Probably we're going to hire another media manager for the podcast and the website through that post as well. Things are just happening, guys. It's crazy. So when I make the hire at the Sweaty Startup, I'm pretty excited about the things that we're going to launch here. The podcast, this podcast will still be the foundation that you're listening to right now. Also a second podcast called The Nick Huber Show on real estate and wealth. We're going to launch two private communities, one for real estate and one for small business, where you all can finally network with each other. I know the tough part, the struggle when it comes to entrepreneurship or real estate is that it's very unlikely that your friends and the people you know are very into real estate and entrepreneurship. It's not a proximity thing, right? There's people who are into it, a ton of people, but they're very rarely neighbors or high school friends, right? It's really tough to get piped into people who think like you do. That's one thing Twitter has done for me. It has allowed me to meet other people who think like me. I'm going to build some of my best friendships in this world because of that. But back to what I'm trying to say, we're going to grow the brand. We're going to release more courses. The hiring course was a hit. If you took that, I had about 60 people take that thing. The people's responses were awesome. It's about 90 minutes of video, cost $200. You can go to sweatystartup.com/hiring to check that out. It was a cool hit. The real estate masterclass, you guys know, sold over 150 of those this spring. I'm going to do more courses for people who are interested in buying stuff. But hey, if you're interested in free stuff and you're just listening to this stuff on your commute or while you mow grass or whatever you're doing, I'm going to keep doing this. this podcast is not going anywhere. And if you know anything about me, I'm not hesitant to share as much valuable stuff as I know. None of the concepts or learnings will be hidden behind a paywall. The organized version, where you can structure, learn in a structured environment, that may be behind a paywall. But here on this podcast, on the next podcast, on the website, on the blog, it's all going to be stuff to help you get better. I'm excited about where it's going. I'm excited about the next 5 years. And yeah, just an update on me. That's what I'm up to. Hope you as well are kicking ass. And guys, we'll talk soon. Thanks for following along.